Bonnie and Friends. Bonnie Simon. Jacaranda FM.
Joe Parker, open the door, please.
Look, everyone, he's coming through the door.
Brilliant! He didn't even open them!
He's here!
Hey, look, everybody, it's Barney!
Here's Joe.
The Japanese guy that lives behind me continuously reminds me of the fact that we are so culturally different in this world. And there's two things about the Japs that I've got a major problem with. First of all, they are productive. And I'm a white South African, okay? Secondly, they've got one national culture. We have many cultures. They've got one national food. We haven't even got a national food in this country. It's like, what about Bultog, man, of Boerewors, man, of Pap and Vleis, of Poikikos, and some like the other. And I said, hey, man, what about Babuti, man? I said, I'm good, man. That's what I can Joe Bugis Tatas calls his brother. And because let's be honest about it, hunting is a very fair sport. You have a high-powered rifle with a telescopic sight. This buck's got the whole f***ing bush. Let's be honest about it, okay? But if you want to go and do it in style, and I'm sure they have these things down here in the Eastern Cape, but they certainly have them in the Northern Province, or I don't know what they're calling it this week, but somewhere up there, okay? So these three oaks pitch up at one of these places. It's an American, Japanese guy, and an Afrikaans oak. And they go out hunting the first day. And that night, they're standing around the bride talking fish. And the American says, you know, I had a great day's hunting today. Shop myself a couple of fine kudu and a springbok. What about you? Afrikaans says, no, today I got about four like a kudu, a couple of springbok and an elephant. What about you, Chingy?
Oh, today.
Oh, today, sure. Two buffalo, one giraffe, one rhino. So I carry on cooking. I go to bed. Next morning, out there hunting again. That night, they're standing around the bride. And the American says, you know, today I got myself two fine kudu and a nice big elephant. What about you? Dutchman says, no, today I got four like a springbok, couple of kudu and a snake. What about you, Chingy? Oh, today. Today I got one rhino, I got two buffalo, one Airbus. Got a bed next morning. Had to go hunting again. That night they're standing around the bride. The American says, you know, show myself a nice big lion today. What about you? Afrikaans says, no, today I got about two like a kudu, about four nice springbok and a tortoise. What about you, Chingy? Oh, today. Today I got three right now, I got one buffalo, three Airbus. Afrikaans says, listen, Chinks, this is Northern Transvaal, you shoot animals, yeah, you leave an airplane alone, man. No, Airbus. Airbus!
Oh, man. Joe Parker, welcome.
Thanks, Bunny. Nice to be here.
Great. And we still, I love it. You laughed at your own jokes there.
Well, I was laughing because I thought this is really inappropriate now.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. But, you know, that's where you came from.
Exactly,
so.
Yeah.
So, Joe Parker, the legendary, you are here for 2 hours. You're going to tell us from the day you were born until right now, the history of Joe Parker. We're going to play all your favorite songs. You gave me a list of 20 songs. Was that very difficult?
Very, very, very difficult because, I mean, I think I started off in the industry, as I think I might have mentioned, as a muser. Mm. So I've, over time, and you know what it's like, I mean, as a DJ, there would have been times you would have had favorite songs and they stick with you and then they all kind of cascade on top of each other. So it's very hard to pick out a list of those because every one of them has meant something to me and we've played them in the bands, most of them. It's difficult. It was quite a challenge.
Well, we've got about 10 or so. We'll work our way through that. But what I ask my guests, the first thing I ask, and we've been doing this for 6 months, is do you remember the day you were born?
No, I don't actually, funny enough. I was there, but there was too much happening around me. And then some arsehole slapped me as well, you know. Because he thought that I wasn't really responding as well as he should. No, I can't really remember that. I do. My earliest memory, perhaps, was being very young in a place called Amanzimtoti on the south coast, riding a tricycle, perhaps, mm-hmm. playing with my – we had cats and not a hell of – there were no PlayStations and computers in those days. So fun was really in your environment, you know.
So your mom and dad, are they still alive?
No.
And what was it like being a teenager, hanging around with a great parents? Did you have a lot of fun with them? As you say, you didn't have any other entertainment. So did you do a lot of things together as a family?
As a teenager, no. By that time, the family support system had kind of fallen apart. And as a young child, I really don't remember doing a hell of a lot with my parents because I had a fairly dysfunctional kind of upbringing. We did a lot with our cousins because they were the affluent part of the families. And we were living on the South Coast. And I mean, I joke about this a lot on stage, but we were fairly poor. Even though my father had been a best-selling author, had a world bestseller in the 50s, a book called Blanket Boy's Moon. But I can't remember us doing a huge amount together, to be honest.
So you never went fishing with Dad?
No, nothing. No.
But the beach must have been nice as young as the freedom.
Yeah, we lived right on the beach. So I do remember spending a lot of time on the beach, a lot of time, you know, swimming around in the sea and all that type of thing. So that was great. But I don't have any, to be truthful, I don't have any really, I suppose, family memories of being a really close unit.
Do you think that you feel sad about it? Do you regret it? Do you would you have loved to talk about it now that, hey, you, some good memories, a nice family unit?
It sounds really alluring, but, you know, we made our own fun. You know, I had a brother, or I still got a brother. My sister's passed on now. And we did a lot of things together. So I suppose for me, that was my family. So from that perspective, when people talk about, you know, families going away on holidays and doing stuff together, I didn't experience a lot of that, no.
Right, primary school. Was it Toti Primary or what was it?
Mazum Toti Primary, first of all, yeah. But then we moved from there to the Bluff in Durban, and from Mazum Toti Primary moved to Bushlands School, which was on the Bluff. And so that basically a couple of years there, and then we went off to boarding school at a place called Underberg Primary, which was in Underberg, obviously. Mm-hmm. And then came back to Durban end of Standard 4, went to Parkview Primary School, and then from there went to DHS.
Now, your first day at school, grade 1, do you remember anything?
Not at all.
Really?
To be absolutely honest with you, no.
You didn't cry or...
I may well have. I may well have been in total embarrassment to my mom.
Obviously don't remember, but, you know, a little bit that you remember from primary school. Did you take part in any sport? Did you sing in the choir?
Well, the early days of primary school, no. But when I went to boarding school, I went to boarding school in about Standard 2. I was quite very, very aware of the fact that we were at boarding school. I was quite a good scholar. In fact, always came kind of fairly top, or not top, near the top in the classroom. Liked and really enjoyed the academical side of school. Got involved in sport at that age. I was quite a good athlete, long jumper. At that time, it was up to 180 meters running and 100 meters. Participated in football, which we played then, and cricket at quite an early age. And I think that developed quite strongly when I came back to Durban and went to Parkview School, got into the Durban Schools under 13 side. I was captain of the football team. I was a prefect at school. I did really well academically. I was ducks of primary school, believe it or not. and then once I got to high school, it kind of went the other way.
What was it like in at boarding school? Obviously, discipline came first. So they say, you know, boarding school makes a real man out of you. Ups and downs of boarding school. Any good memories? Bad memories? Was it tough?
Going off to boarding school was always very sad. You know, we just were very tearful on the bus from Durban to Underberg. Really excited to come back because, you know, we're on holiday. We were fairly free to roam around Durban. Nice memories were, you know, the weekends, loved the weekends and the tuck shop and being able to, and having a bit of pocket money and going into town and spending that in Underberg. It's very, very rural. I mean, those days there were no real distractions. Saturday night was a big night because we went into town to the town hall and watched movies I suppose would have been 38 mil or whatever, 35 mil, you know, like a projector.
Or reel to reel thing.
Wow. It was a big thing. Yeah. Yeah.
We're going to catch up with your high school years. But Men at Work, you've performed live in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about that Wilson guy.
Oh, Kevin Brady.
your big friend. But we're going to talk about your time there. But first of all, Men at Work, Down Under, why do you love this song so much?
Well, it was the first time that I had a band. We used to work all the action bars around South Africa, and the song itself required a flute part, which is very prominent in the song. And I was the guy who had hands free. So they said, you've got to get a flute, you've got to learn to play the flute. So I bought the flute, tried to have lessons, could not control the breath. And anyone who's played flute before, you've got to be able to breathe properly to learn to play scales. But what I found so easy was to learn the part and to play it with a band. So I could play, as long as I learned the notes, I could play anything. And that was the first song I got on stage, and I played what you will hear in the song.
Traveling in a freighter combi.
Barney and Friends. Barney Simon.